Chapter 8. Send your kids to college and grow your money.
Once again, let's look at the example of Jason Lowe from McGuire Financial. He and his wife have four children, all under the age of six. So for them, it's not a matter of if, but when they'll need to have funds available to support their children's education. Now, they could have gone the route that most parents do by establishing a Registered Education Savings Plan, or an RESP. However, they chose to set up a properly designed, participating dividend-paying policy for each one of their children instead. In total, they have eight policies in place for their children. Their son, who's 5 years old, got his first policy when he was a year old and a second policy when he turned four. Their oldest daughter, who is 4 years old, got her first policy when she was 2 months old and another policy when she turned three. Their twin daughters, who are 18 months, got their first policies when they turned 16 days old and a second policy each on their first birthday. So how do they fund all eight of those policies? Well, they direct the monthly child tax benefits they receive into those policies, and then they match those amounts. That's $200 per month per child going into a system of policies that they control. They now have all the advantages of an RESP and none of its disadvantages or strict restrictions. Let's take a look at this comparison, and you'll see for yourself. With an RESP, parents and certain other relatives are permitted to contribute up to a maximum per year per child into an RESP, and there is an overall lifetime contribution limit. But with a policy, parents are permitted to contribute premiums into a participating dividend-paying policy. There is no overall lifetime contribution limit. Now, with an RESP, it attracts Canadian Education Savings Grants, a government contribution equal to 20% of the annual RESP contribution, to a maximum of $400 per child per year and a lifetime maximum of $7,200 per child. Now, with a policy, cash values accumulate and vest daily with the policy owner or the parents. By age 100, the total cash values and the total death benefit of the policy must be the same. There's no lifetime maximum, which means the policies can become enormous. With an RESP, when your child is ready to enroll as a full-time student in a qualifying educational program, the income of the RESP can be paid to and taxed in the hands of the beneficiary. Each withdrawal from the RESP reduces the balance of the account by that same amount. With a policy, cash values can be accessed by the policy owner, the parents, at any time for any purpose. You don't have to wait until your children go to school to use the money, and there are no restrictions. When a policy loan is taken, cash values are not reduced. 100% of the cash values in that policy continue to grow uninterrupted while your child is in school. Loans below the adjusted cost basis of the policy are not income taxable. As you can see, a properly designed, participating, dividend-paying whole life policy is far superior to the RESP due to its flexibility and its control. Just like the auto financing example, when you break it down, it doesn't make sense to save for your kid's education any other way. With all of the advantages and then some of an RESP, creating a personal banking system is absolutely the best way to pay for college without losing a penny. In fact, you're growing your money.
You don't have to be rich to get into the banking business.